Blog Talk Radio.
I guess we're on the air now after some technical problems. Again, on Skype's end. Unbelievable how many technical problems I have. But we have about 36 minutes now that I have some had the technical problems. But we are going to talk wrestling today, of course. And today happens to be July 27th, 2016, Wednesday night edition of Totally Wrestling with Matt Boland. And I am Matt Boland, your host with the most.
Let me talk to you!
So let's get right into it. And the call-in line, if you want to call up, is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. First of all, let's go over some headlines from the world of wrestling. Pretty much only a WWE. We're just covering WWE tonight. WWE only episode. We will have some. We will do a feature a little later that and memories of ECW, but. Pretty much only WWE tonight, so let's get started. Let's get started. And the headlines tonight, in the news, Heath Slater, who went undrafted in the WWE draft, they're promoting him as a free agent, and he's not tied to either brand right now. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen with him. Maybe he'll go to NXT. Maybe they'll do something with him on Raw and SmackDown, where he can, like, choose a show or something. I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but,
sit down, shut up, and take notes.
And we have a caller on the line, if I can get his... Hey, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's Mike from Connecticut, of course, my brother. I'm doing pretty well, man. How are you?
Good, good. What are you talking about tonight?
Just a lot of WWE news, and we're going to talk about, I guess, the Cruiserweight Classic that's continuing. And, of course, we're going to have this day in pro wrestling history, and I think I'm going to do a feature in place of the TNA corner tonight. Memories of ECW Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Sounds like a great idea, man.
Yeah, so what are you up to tonight?
Nothing. I just finished working out, and I'm going to meet a couple friends for to have a little bite to eat, and then I'm going to watch the convention, baby.
Sounds pretty good. I was going to say, maybe you want to sing happy birthday or something, because, well, maybe not. But a couple of birthdays today in the world of pro wrestling.
Yeah, that's cool.
WWE talent Dolph Ziggler was born in 1980 on this date. And also former WCW and WWE and TNA guy Shannon Moore, born July 27th, 1979. And it's also Triple H's birthday. It's Triple H's birthday. July 27th, 1969.
Oh, really? He's younger than me. He looks old.
They got to keep in good shape, you know.
Yeah, that's true, and I am old, so.
should I leave you on the line here and just to listen in, Mike?
Well, why don't you put me on mute, and I'll listen in. I'm going to go inside in about 2 minutes, so I'll listen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right, good. All right, go get him, buddy.
All right, and you're on mute. Mike from Connecticut. And phone number to call up and talk with me like Mike from Connecticut did, 646 668-8944. 646-668-8944. And we're also on Facebook. Matt Fulman is the name on Facebook. Definitely check me out. And I got a few friends, wrestling friends, in the Facebook chat here. I think this is Chuck from somewhere, Georgia maybe? I don't know. I don't even remember where he's from. Scrolling down here. But, news wrestling return to the main roster last night on SmackDown. Gorman and Heath Slater. After Heath Slater tried to get Shane McMahon to sign him, Rhino comes up right behind him and hits him with the door. Gore. And here's something interesting. Apparently, WWE, well, they've been talking to former talents, of course. And one of them has agreed to return. Former United States champion Shelton Benjamin will be returning next week on SmackDown. He was known as the Gold Standard in WWE. Great amateur wrestler. He had a very good amateur wrestling background. And his first match, he actually hung with Triple H a little bit. So he can get it done. He can wrestle. Of course, he was a former United States champion, so you probably know that already. Also, a big main roster debut next week on SmackDown. It's a tag team from NXT, American Alpha. They're going to make their main roster debut on SmackDown next week, next Tuesday. Also, WWE on Raw this Monday night revealed a new title. The Universal Championship for Raw's top championship, top title. Because they said ever since we started, Raw's had a major championship, a world championship on it. So we got to do that. But it's being called the Universal Championship. I don't like the real idea of calling it the Universal Championship. I think they should bring back the World Heavyweight Championship already. Split it up. WWE Championship, World Heavyweight Championship, which of course has very long lineage, older than even the WWE Championship. But all the titles trace back from, you can trace them back to NWA, National Wrestling Alliance, which WWE was a member of at one time. Like every major promotion was. But anyway, it's going to be called the new Universal Championship, and it's going to be exclusive to Raw, and we already have the first title match for that Universal Championship at SummerSlam, which will be on August 21st from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The former NXT champion, Finn Balor, he is getting his push in WWE on the main roster. He will take on Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship at SummerSlam. And so that's the news on that. Also, a couple of old pay-per-views being brought back as they're really getting into this brand split and exclusive pay-per-views for each brand. And this one will be a pay-per-view for the SmackDown brand, WWE Backlash. The Backlash name is back, and I like that. One of the more interesting older pay-per-views that used to be on. September 11th in Richmond, Virginia. I'm not sure what the arena is there in Richmond, but It's going to be Sunday, September 11th in Richmond, Virginia. John Cena is not being advertised for the event. He may be off in China, like the day before, doing a house show in Shanghai, because they're trying to push the Chinese thing a little bit more. They're trying to get it a little more popular over in China and parts of Asia. But Backlash will be September 11th from Richmond, Virginia. And also, they're bringing back the No Mercy pay-per-view. No Mercy. I think it's going to be exclusive to Raw, this one, but I'm not sure. Well, it may be added. I'm not sure exactly. There's nothing final on it yet, but they're saying that it might take place on October 9th of this year from Sacramento, California. That's an arena where the Kings play. I think it's called the Sleep Train Arena or something. Not the Arco Arena anymore. But pretty weird name. I mean, you think?
Have you been eating loco weed?
But, so those pay-per-views are coming back. Backlash and maybe Road Mercy, No Mercy, I should say. Also, Roadblock, the pay-per-view Roadblock. A little news on that. WWE says this year they're going to be holding that one in Pittsburgh at the, I always forget the name of the Pittsburgh Arena, because I'm always thinking of the old Civic Arena, the Mellon Arena, which they called it like a big egg almost, but I'm thinking of that one where the Penguins used to play, and they play in a different arena now, the newer place, and I have no idea without looking it up what that's called, but they are going to be there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the home of Kurt Angle. And that's going to be Roadblock this year. Other things in news, before we go into Cruiserweight Classic results from last week. Looks like Jeff Hardy was just doing a little interview from TNA and, of course, WWE fame. And he says he wants to end his career against The Undertaker at WrestleMania. And he already has a match picked out. Hell in a Cell, the old steel cage match. Hell in a Cell says he wants to do like a swanton bomb kind of thing and miss, and The Undertaker tombstones him. So he's got a vision for that, and that's cool. Also, and I should say the guest calling number, if you're listening out there, 646-668-8944. Anything in the world of wrestling, 646-668-8944. And before we get to the Cruiserweight Classic results, little news about Brock Lesnar. No suspension for him. There will be no suspension for the beast incarnate Brock Lesnar after his failed UFC drug test. According to WWE, they say he is, quote, not a full-time performer, unquote. So, with his part-time contract, he doesn't face the same consequences as other talent if he fails the drug test. I think, well, is he getting special treatment? I think he might be. They want to keep him happy, pretty much. Yeah, don't make Brock Lesnar mad. That's a bad idea.
Have you been eating loco weed?
Get your butt suplexed. Take it to Suplex City. So I think he's getting some special treatment. I mean, they probably wouldn't have done that with like Roman Reigns or somebody. But then again, he's not part-time talent. He's full-time talent. So I don't know what the deal is with that. But if you have an opinion, 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944. Excuse me while I yawn. I'm not boring you, I hope. Let's go into the Cruiserweight Classic. Some results from last week. And what's going to be going on this week? And this week, as always, tonight on the WWE Network, that's 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. And for a few more days, if you're a new subscriber, you can get the WWE Network free for the rest of the month. After that, though, it's your old $9.99 thing. Anyway, tonight more first round matches. Tyson Ducks, quack, quack, but Tyson Ducks against Zack Sabre Jr. And then you have the guy once known in WWE as the Brian Kendrick. Ezekiel Jackson was his bodyguard, and at one point, Brian Kendrick actually won the WWE Championship, but it was a provisional version, so he wasn't recognized as a champion, and that, I think they called it the Championship Scramble a few years back. But he'll be taking on Raul Mendoza, a guy from Mexico, I think. Then you have Tony Nese, who did appear in TNA for a brief time, as Anthony Nese. He'll be taking on Anthony Bennett. And final first round match tonight, at least for tonight, I don't even know how to pronounce this name. It's one of those Indian kind of Middle Eastern names. Gur Sira. The last name is spelled S-I-H-R-A. Gur Sira versus Drew Gulak. There's a couple of strange names for you. But that's 9 p.m. Eastern tonight on the WWE Network. Don't miss it. And results from last week. Tajiri returning to action in the WWE in the Cruiserweight Classic. Of course, he was active in the waning days of the Monday Night Wars and everything, and he wrestled for ECW and WWE. And was William Regal's kind of flunky for a while until he got a push. But anyway, Tajiri defeated Damian Slater. And you might know about Tajiri a little bit, the Japanese buzzsaw, they call him, and spits this green mist sometimes in the ring. But he defeated Damian Slater. T.J. Perkins, once called Manic, and he had the suicide gimmick, of course, also in TNA. He defeated DeMac. Nice name, buddy. anyway, he defeated him by submission in a first-round match. Of the first-round matches last week, Lince Dorado defeated Mustafa Ali. And Akira Tozawa from Japan defeated Kenneth Johnson. So those guys, Tozawa, Dorado, Perkins, and Tajiri, will all move on to the second round. And got a little news about those guys like TJ Perkins and Tajiri. Got a little news for you from there, from the Cruiserweight circuit. If I can find where I put it. It must be here somewhere. Oh, yeah, there it is. Well, apparently WWE has decided to offer some contracts to several of those talents in the Cruiserweight Classic. Because on Raw, they're bringing back the Cruiserweight title. So there's going to be a whole Cruiserweight division on Raw. And so they're offering contracts to several of those Cruiserweights, including Cedric Alexander, Noam Dar, Gran Metalik from Mexico, and also my friend TJ Perkins, who I once interviewed when he was still doing the Manic thing. And he said, if WWE came calling, I would go. But I'm in my TNA contract right now. Here you are, man. TJ Perkins in WWE. Apparently those guys are going to take the contracts. Something else is being worked out with a couple other talents, but looks like you will see them on Raw soon. TJ Perkins, Cedric Alexander, Noam Dar, and Graham Metalik. Congratulations, guys. You're hitting the big time. Okay. I think we'll go to, with 17 minutes, this day in pro wrestling history. And the calling number, once again, 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944 if you're listening in. But this is this day in pro wrestling history for July 27th.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
Well, on this day, WWE held Vengeance in 2003. July 27th, 2003, from the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. The attendance at the event, 9,500, which I guess is pretty good for that time period. And in the main event, it was a triple threat match for the WWE Championship, and of course, triple threat rules, no disqualification. And Kurt Angle came out the victor, defeating Brock Lesnar and The Big Show. That's a pretty big accomplishment, no pun intended. But he defeated Brock Lesnar and The Big Show in a triple threat match on the night of July 27, 2003, to win the WWE Championship that was held at the time by Brock Lesnar. A little bit of a rivalry there, if you remember that. Team Angle and Team Lesnar. And on Team Angle, you had guys like Matt Morgan and John Cena. Matt Morgan from TNA fame. Yeah, he once wrestled in WWE. In fact, I'd like to mention it a lot. I actually know him a little bit because when I was a freshman in high school, he was a senior at the same school in Fairfield, Connecticut, where we both grew up. And I used to love when they announced him from Fairfield, Connecticut. And so he's kind of a little bit of an acquaintance of mine. And I have interviewed, I believe I have interviewed him on a previous incarnation of the show. But anyway, that was WWE Vengeance 2003 from the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado on July 27th, 2003. The attendance, 9,500. Couple birthdays to announce, as I was talking about earlier. Dolph Ziggler was born on this date in 1980, and he is apparently the number one contender now for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. More on that later. Shannon Moore from WCW, WWE, and TNA was born on this date in 1979. Triple H has a birthday. Happy birthday, Triple H, the CEO. 1969, on this date in 1957, the original Matt Bourne, who competed for a time in WWE as Doink the Clown, the original Doink the Clown, then went over to ECW, was born on this date, July 27th, in 1957. And another old school birthday to announce, this one coming to us from the NWA, the old NWA, National Wrestling Alliance, when WCW was with them. Manny Fernandez, born this date in 1954. Also, unfortunately, a death to announce on this date, July 27th, 2000. The legendary announcer, Gordon Solie. He called a lot of NWA and WCW events. In fact, Jim Ross, JR, says he got his inspiration in pretty much everything from him. Well, on this date in 2000, he died from throat cancer. Not sure if he was a smoker, but don't smoke, kids. That can definitely do it. So we've got about 12 minutes left. If we have time, we'll go into the top 10. The top five, actually, tonight. Top five SummerSlams as rated by WrestlingPoints.com. WrestlingPoints.com. But I want to quickly go over some other news. The other SummerSlam main event has been announced. Excuse me, yawning here. The next defense of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship for Dean Ambrose will be against Dolph Ziggler at SummerSlam August 21st. From the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. It'll be interesting to see if Dolph Ziggler can become a world champ again. He was a former world champion. One time he won the, I think it was the World Heavyweight Championship. The big gold belt, pretty much. 11 minutes to go, and we're here at 646-668-8944 if you want to call in. 646-668-8944. And why Dolph Ziggler is getting a push? I don't know. I wanted to see AJ Styles get that. But they had a big big old battle royal last night on SmackDown. And Dolph Ziggler, came out the winner. So he will be getting that push and a shot at the WWE World Heavyweight Championship in Brooklyn at SummerSlam. Well, good news from and right when I was saying that, I lost the connection. But we are back here on Totally Wrestling. I am Matt Boland, your host. And what I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by Skype was that Monday Night Raw rebounded from its 20-year low rating in the last week's episode before the draft. Well, it rebounded. Posted a gain in the ratings. Even with the Democratic National Convention being televised from Philadelphia, Braun still managed to do okay for itself, averaging 3,338,667 viewers last episode, which apparently was a pretty sizable gain. And other news in the world of Raw. Monday Night Raw, Neville just returned from injury. I think he returned Monday night on Raw. Nia Jax from NXT, one of the women's wrestlers, has made her main roster debuting on Raw. Also on Monday night, one night after Charlotte successfully defended her women's championship, at Battleground, Sasha Banks took it right from her. On Raw last night, Monday night, Sasha Banks apparently pinned Charlotte to win the WWE Women's Championship. So, yes, we have a title change on Raw. Doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And for next week, an interesting thing coming up. The Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar, is coming back for Raw next week. It still remains to be seen if Paul Heyman will be with him, because his contract expired last week just before Battleground, and they're working on a new deal, apparently, WWE and Paul Heyman, but whether it'll get done and whether it'll get done by then, next week, remains to be seen, so he might not have the advocate Paul Heyman with him, Brock Lesnar, that is, next week. Which would be weird to see, because they've definitely hyped up Paul Heyman being with Brock Lesnar, pretty much speaking for Brock Lesnar, the advocate. But anyway, that's what's going on in the world of Raw. And we have about 6.5 minutes. You can still call in at 646-668-8944 if you're listening. 646-668-8944. Let me get my link out to a couple people if I can. Charles on the Facebook chat. Also, Jaron. I am on air now, people. And, of course, I don't multitask very well, so you might have just heard me type in. But we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. 5 minutes, 51 seconds. 646-668-8944, the number to call. 646-668-8944. I don't think we're going to have time to do our ECW feature tonight. Memories of Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, because there's a lot to cover. And we only have 5.5 minutes, so we're probably not going to get to the whole ECW thing. But when we come back next week, next week's show, we will get that done. Memories of ECW. But in its place, I want to talk about the top 5 SummerSlams. Top 5 SummerSlams as rated by WrestlingPoints.com. That's WrestlingPoints.com. And here's what they think are the top 5 WWE SummerSlams of all time. And, of course, I'm having audio problems again.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
So I hope you can still hear me out there, having a little bit of audio problems. But the top 5 SummerSlams, if you heard that, that was me trying to play my top 10 intro, sound intro. But anyway, let's get into it. SummerSlam 2008, number 5. In the main event there, The Undertaker defeated Edge in a Hell in a Cell match. A brutal Hell in a Cell match. From 2008, SummerSlam 2008, that was a singles match with no title on the line. The main event in 2008. Number 4, SummerSlam 1991. And the main event there was Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior going up against the team of Sergeant Slaughter, Colonel Mustafa, and General Adnan, who at the time were Iraqi sympathizers. At the time of the first Gulf War. I mean, you want some controversy, there you go. In fact, Sergeant Slaughter said he actually got death threats around that time because he had to play the heel. But anyway, in that main event, Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior defeated Sergeant Slaughter, Colonel Mustafa, and General Adnan in a handicap match, 3-on-2. The special referee, Sid Justice, Psycho Sid, of course, in the Sid Justice gimmick. Special guest referee for that match. Number 3, SummerSlam 2000. The Rock went up against Kurt Angle and Triple H with his wife, Stephanie McMahon, in a triple threat match, no disqualification. And The Rock managed to retain his WWE Championship in that match. Number 2, SummerSlam 2011. A double main event in this one. Now, first off, Triple H was a special referee in a match between CM Punk and John Cena for the Undisputed WWE Championship. And you may remember at that time, CM Punk had just dropped his famous first ever pipe bomb, so to speak. And he said, if I win, I'm going to leave with the WWE Championship because my contract's up. And I'll leave it and I'll leave with the title. Maybe I'll go over to New Japan and defend it. Maybe I'll go to Ring of Honor and defend it there. But I'm going to leave with it. But CM Punk defeating John Cena to retain his undisputed WWE Championship. And that's when Kevin Nash showed up and kicked the crap out of, I'm sorry, but kicked CM Punk's butt. Really have an audio problem, so I hope you can hear me. Kevin Nash stuck the winner, so to speak. And anyway, which enabled Alberto Del Rio to come down and cash in his Money in the Bank contract. And a short World Championship match, World Heavyweight Championship. I actually saw CM Punk kick out once or twice, I think. But Del Rio cashing in his contract and winning the title from CM Punk. Here's your undisputed WWE Champion, Alberto Del Rio. 45 seconds left, so quickly we'll get into number one. The number one SummerSlam. Drum roll, please. 1994, when the two Undertakers went at it. Undertaker versus Undertaker. Paul Bearer's Undertaker with Paul Bearer defeated the Million Dollar Man's Undertaker with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase Sr. The Undertaker versus Undertaker match. And that's about all the time we have. We're down to the last 12 seconds or so. So we'll hit the music and see you again next week. Thanks for listening, everybody.